Good morning. Today's daf is daf Lamed Hey in Masechet Yoma. Let's review again the Mishnah on daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah is talking about the second set of activities of the Kohen Gadol. The first set of activities is to wear the eight garments and do the early service, the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, Toras, the menorah. And then, after he finishes with the service of the Tamid of the morning, Hiviyu LeBeis HaParva, they would bring him to the chamber of the, called Beis HaParva. Uvakodesh HaIsa, that chamber was in the Azara, was in a holy place. On top of that chamber, on the roof, there was a mikvah. Parsu sadin shel butz bein olaveina am. They spread out a screen of linen between him and the people. Kiddush yad v'raglav. According to the first opinion, he would wash his hands and feet, and then pashat, then take off the golden garments, then go into the mikvah. According to Rabbi Meir, Omer, Meir holds no pashat. First he take off the garments, then kiddush yad v'raglav, then wash his hands and feet, and then go into the mikvah. Yarad, he'd go into the mikvah. V'taval, he would immerse. V'ala, he'd come out of the mikvah, v'nistapig, and towel himself dry. Hiviyu lo bigdei lavan, and then they'd bring him the white garments. The white garments are made of linen, and similar to the garments that a regular Kohen wears. Kiddush yad v'raglav, he would wash his hands and feet, and now he's ready to go in to the Kodesh HaKodashim for the service of the Ketores. V'shachar, and the first time he goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim in the morning, Hayalovesh Plusin, he used to wear garments from the country Plusa, Shalshnei Maser Mane, and the garments were worth 1,200 zuz, 12 mane. Bein Harbaim, when he'd go back into the Kodesh HaKodashim with the second time with white garments to take out the pan and the ladle, it was Hinduyan. These were white garments from India, Shoshmona Meo Zuz, and they were worth 800 Zuz, 8 mana. So a total, the total expense, according to this opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Meir, is 2,000 Zuz. Div Rabbi Meir, that's the view of Rabbi Meir. In the morning, he would wear garments that were 1,800 Zuz, 18 mana. Rabbein Arbaim, in the afternoon, Shoshne Maser mana, of 12 mana. Hakol, the total was shloshim mana. The total cost was 3,000 zuz, 30 mana. Elu mishel tzibur, that's what the community would allocate for the Kohen Gadol's garments. However, from the shekels. However, the imratza, if he wanted lahosif to add money and to have an even more expensive set, most of mishelo, he can add money and give his own money to the community and then use that money for buying even fancier white garments.
So that with those garments, they were reusable?
No.
Or one time only?
One time only.
Wow.
Says the Gemara, my parva. Why was this called the room of the person parva? What is parva? Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, parva amgusha. Parva means a magician. That's what Rashi says. Machashef echad benav. A certain magician built it. Ushmo parva. His name was parva. Okay, on the top of the Beis HaParva, there was a mikvah, parsu sadin shalbutz. They spread out a sheet of linen. Maisha shalbutz. Why was the sheet made of linen? Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana explained, kedei sheyakir shavodas hayom bevigdei butz, so that he's reminded of the fact that the service of the day, the service in the Kodesh HaKodashim, has to be all in linen garments. V'shachar yelovish plusin shalshmona aser mana. In the morning, for the initial entry into the Kodesh HaKodashim, with the Ketores, and then coming back and bringing in the blood of his bull and the blood of the Sar Lashem. So for that he was wearing garments that were 18 mana. They were 1,800 zuz. That was the expense. And then in the evening, according to Rabbi Meir, it was garments of only 800 zuz, whereas according to the other opinion, it was garments, Chachamim hold, it was garments of 1,200 zuz. So a total of 3,000 zuz expended on these garments. So the Gemara now asks, "V'tanim in yana asalash minim." We know math. Is the Tana coming to teach us that 12 plus 18 is 30? And so the Gemara, "Hakamashma, the chiddush is Debatir mehani lo nevid. That he has to spend, we the nation had to spend at least this amount. That's what we should be spending. Less than this amount, I guess, would be disrespectful. However, it doesn't have to be exactly 18 money for the morning and 12 money for the evening. It could be, you know, the amount could change. The total has to be 30. Ha'ibatzer mehani utfei ahani. But if you, let's say, have morning garments of only 15 money and evening garments of 15 money, and if you increase the amount of these and decrease the amount of those, as long as it's still got to the sum of 30, less lamba, it's no problem. So Kuliyama, Mihas, both Rabbi Meir, who said it was 12 and 8, and the Chachamim, who said it was 18 and 12, everybody's agreeing, the Shachar Adifa, that the morning should be more special. There's something more special about the morning. So we know, and how do we know that that's the case, that the morning service has to have fancier garments than the evening service? Ravuna said in the name of Rabbi Eloi, the Pasuk says, about the morning service, Ksones Bad Kodesh Yilbash, and then it goes on further to say, Michnesei Bad Yuel Bisaro, a shirt of Bad, a pants of Bad, Ba'avnit Bad Yachkor, a Bad belt, Mitznefes Bad Yitznof, a hat of Bad. So it keeps repeating four times the word Bad, which is linen. So Amar Kra, the Pasuk said about the morning, Bad, 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 again and again, four times it's saying, garments of linen. So as we saw before, when it repeats, baboker, baboker, that's to say real, real early morning. If it said bayom, bayom, it's to say really during the day, later in the day. So too, bad, 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 means mufcha shebebad, the best of the linen. So the best of the linen has to be for the morning, better than the evening. Ask the Gemara, Esve, I'll challenge you. We learned. Pasuk says in Yecheskel about the Kohanim Gedolim on Yom Kippur. It says that they would wear, when they go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they would wear Big Day Pishtim Yilbashu. They would wear holy linen garments. And then it says, if it says, So it says that they're going to wear other clothes, and the people are not going to become holy by wearing their clothes. So my love, doesn't it mean Acherim, when it says beloved shebegadim achem, they're going to wear other garments, that is chashuvim mehem, that the other garments that they wear to take the ladle and shovel out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is even more prominent than the garments that they wore in the morning. And the Gemara, lo, the opposite, Acherim, other garments, meaning chusim mehem, less prominent, because the most prominent garments have to be worn for the morning.
So Rabbi, the garments, they were all linen, right?
Yes.
And the only thing was linen and wool was the belt.
That was for the Kohen Hedjo. Kohen Hedjo's garment, his belt was...
That they could not donate it because only Kohen could wear it. That's it, right? The belt. Because it was linen and wool.
The belt was wool and linen, but it was allowed. Your Hashem allows Kilayim for the garments of a Kohen.
And then when they got rid of their garment, they sold it or they just donated it to other people?
No, they used it into wicks for the menorah. They used it into wicks for the menorah. Oh.
I think the Kohen Gadols were
pretty Geniza. Right. Beautiful. So the Kohen Gadol would go, his garments would be placed into Geniza, and the regular Kohanim, their worn out garments would become wicks. Tani Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda taught. Ami Lassam says Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda who taught. Achar Shekol Savodas Tibur. After the community's service of Yom Kippur would end, Kohen Sha'astalo Imo Kutones, a Kohen Gadol whose mother had made for him a shirt, Lovsha, he would wear it. For Oved Ba, Avodas Yachid, and wear it to do the one service to take out the ladle and shovel from the Kodesh HaKodashim.
So
Ublvad, however, if he wants to do this service wearing the shirt that his mother made for him, Shim Sirena Latzibur, he has to hand it over to be financially the possession of the community, because whatever you do for the community, whatever the Kohanim do in the Beis HaMikdash ultimately is communal service, and communal service the community has to be paying for. Ask the Gemara Pshita. Of course, this is the case that if he wants to wear the shirt that his mother made for him, so he has to hand it over to the community. So Gemara says, I would have thought that we wouldn't let him do this. We would have thought that maybe when he says he's giving it to the community, he doesn't mean it. And if he doesn't mean it, it doesn't really belong to the community. And then he can't use it. Kamashman, that's the Chiddush, that he can. Amru Alav, Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi. They said about him, Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi, Sh'astalo imo kutones shalmei amana. His mother made for him a shirt of 100 manet. Velovsha, and he would wear it, so 100 mana, that's way more than what we saw in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said at most 18 mana. This was 100 mana, the shirt was so valuable. Velovsha, v'ovid ba'avodas yachid, and he would wear it to do the service of taking out the pan and the shovel, the pan plus the ladle from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. U'mas lo tzibur, and he handed it over to the community. So you see that even though Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi obviously was very wealthy, and it was very hard for him to give away such a valuable item, but he did it wholeheartedly. He wholeheartedly handed over this 100 mana valuable shirt to the community, and that's why he could wear it during the Avodah. All right, so now we talk about other very wealthy people. Amru Alav al Rabbi Elazar ben Charsum. They said about Rabbi Elazar ben Charsum, he was also a Kohen Gadol, was very wealthy. Sh'aslo imo kitones mishtei ribo. His mother made for him a shirt from 20,000. So till now we said 10,000. That was mea mana. 100 mana was 10,000. That was Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi. Rabbi Elazar ben Charsum was double that. 20,000. 20,000 gold coins was the value of his shirt. Of linen, right, just plain linen, but it was, I guess, extraordinarily fine linen, and 20,000, that's how valuable it was. Somebody told me that there are bottles of liquor or whiskey that also can go for like $10,000. Like something from, some rare, I guess, very, very old, very, very old bottles, apparently. His brothers wouldn't, his other Kohanim, they wouldn't let him wear it. Because it was so thin, so well worn out, I mean, so, you know, well prepared, he looked naked in it. It was almost see-through. So the Gemara says, Umi Mischazi, is that really possible that it was see-through? But we learned that all the garments of the Kohanim, chutan kafel shisha, the threads had to be sixfold. Each ply had to be sixfold threads. So if it was sixfold, how could it be see-through? So Amar Abaya answered, ki chamra b'mizga, the same way you can see the wine that's in a glass cup, even though the glass can be thick, you can see the wine because the glass is see-through. So the same thing was here. You had many threads, but the threads were so finely spun that it was even see-through, and the Kohanim didn't allow Rabbi Elazar ben Charsum, the Kohen Gadol, to wear it. Tana Rabbanan, our sages taught us in a braitha, ani, a poor person, v'ashir, or a wealthy person, v'rasha, a person who has a lot of urges, Ba'in Ledin, when they come to the Bezdin Shalmala, after a person dies, and we are judged for our actions in this world, La'ani, to the poor person, Omrim Lo, the court above, are going to say, Mipnei Ma Lo Asakta B'Torah. Why were you not busy with Torah? Im Omer, if he's going to say, Ani Ha'isi, well, I was poor. In Tarib Mizonosai, I was under a lot of stress to try to find food and to earn a living, and therefore I didn't have time to be busy with Torah. Omrim lo, they'll tell him that's not an excuse. Klum ani hayisa yoser me Hillel. Were you more poor than Hillel Hatzadik? Amru alav al Hillel Hazaken. They said about Hillel, shebachal yom vayom, every day, haya oseh, he would work to try to earn a living. Umistaker b'tarpayik. He would only earn half a dinar. Chetzio, half of this half dinar, hayanosein l'shomer beis hamedrash. He would give to the guard of the beis medrash to be able to get access to the yeshiva. V'chetzio, the other half, l'farnasaso. That's how he would survive. U'l'farnasas anshe beiso. And that's how his family would survive. Pa'am achas, one time, lo matza l'ishtaker. He didn't find any work, so he had no money. So the guard said, if you can't pay, you can't come in. So Allah, he went up to the roof of the Beis Medrash. V'nitla, v'yashav al pi haruba, and he hung himself on, and he sat down at the opening of the window that was in the roof. K'dei sheyishma divrei Elokim chayim, so that he would hear the words of the living God, mipi Shmaya v'Avtalion, from the mouth of Shmaya and Avtalion. Amru, they said, Osa Yom, that day, Erev Shabbos Haya, it was a Friday. With Kufas Teves Haysa, it was the winter solstice. It was the coldest day of the year. It was December 21st. The Yarad Alav Shalag Min HaShamayim, and there was snow that came down. Kisha'ala Amud HaShachar, when it was morning, he was there the whole night, all of Friday night. In the morning, when the light of morning started to shine, Amar lo Shmaya l'Avtalion, Shmaya said to Avtalion, Avtalion achi, Avtalion my brother. V'chol yom abayis meir, every morning normally there's light through the sunroof. Hayom afel, now it's dark. Shema yom ha'mu'unanhu, maybe it's a very cloudy day. Hetzitzu einehem, so they both looked. V'ra'u d'mus adam ba'aruba, they saw a person, the shape of a person up there on the roof. Alu mitzau, so they went and they found that it was Hillel. For all of room, and on him there was a height of shalosh amos shelek, 3 amos, 4.5 feet of snow. Parkuhu, they took the snow off of him. Virchitzuhu, they bathed him. Visichuhu, and they put on him oil as an ointment. Voshivu kineged amedura, and they put him down next to the bonfire. Amru, they said, Ra'u yizeh, this person had endangered his life. We would have been able to violate Shabbos to try to save his life from how dedicated he was to the learning. So you see that if Hillel was so poor and still he pushed himself to learn Torah, so there's no poor person who has an excuse that he was too stressed from learning Torah. Ashir, a wealthy person.
Is this before or after he's engaged to...
Before he became the Nazis, when he was a student. Still a student of Shmaya and Avtalion. What's that, Amal?
So that's how he became Hillel.
That's how he became Hillel, that's right. That devotion. That's right. Ashir, if a person's very wealthy and he says, well, you know, I'm so busy, I have all my assets to take care of, my companies, Omrim lo, they tell him, Ipnei malo asakta v'Torah, why weren't you busy with Torah? Imomer, if he says, Asher Aisi, I was very wealthy, Vitar Aisi bin Achasai, and I was very preoccupied with my possessions. Omrim lo, they tell him, Klum Asher Aisi Yosem Ribbalaz bin Charsum, were you wealthier than Ribbalaz bin Charsum? Amrul of Ribbalaz bin Charsum, they said about Ribbalaz bin Charsum, Sheiniach lo Aviv, his father left him as an inheritance, Elef Ayaros Bayabasha, 1,000 cities in dry land. He owned the whole city, he owned the real estate. Uknegdam elef sfinos bayom, plus another 1,000 merchant ships in the sea. Uvachol yom vayom, every day, notel nod shel kemach al ktefo. And every day he would take a container of flour on his shoulder. Umahalech mi'ir li'ir, and walk around from city to city, umimedina limedina, from capital city to capital city, lilmo Torah, to learn Torah. Pa'amachas mitzu'u avadav, so one time his own servants, his own slaves, they found him. They didn't know this wandering Jew in these cities is actually the owner of the city. So asuban garya, so they said, okay, you need to work for the master of the city. There are all sorts of tasks that you have to do for the government. Amar Lehem, he said, I don't understand. Bevakasha mikem, please leave me alone. Hanichuni, let me go. Ve'elech lomo Torah, I don't live here. Let me go learn Torah. Amru lo, they said, Chai Reb Elazar ben Charsum, we swear by Reb Elazar ben Charsum. That's true. They said, we swear by Reb Elazar ben Charsum. She'em anichinoscha, we're not going to let you go. Umiyamav lo halach vira'a, O son. Because Reb Elazar ben Charsum, he himself had never gone there, and he'd never seen them. So they didn't know what he looked like. Ella, because he was Yoshev. He was sitting and learning Torah day and night. So even his own employees didn't recognize him. They once tried to make him work for him, for himself. So you see that even a very wealthy person is not exempt from being busy and involved in learning Torah. Rasha, when somebody has a lot of urges, he gets to the next world, they're going to tell him, why weren't you busy with Torah? Im Omer, if he's going to say, Noah Hayisi, I was very good looking. Vitarid b'yitzri, and therefore my urges, put a lot of pressure on me. I was busy with fulfilling them. Omer, they'll tell him, Klum Noah Hayisi Yosef, were you more beautiful than Yosef HaTzadik? Amr Olav Yosef HaTzadik, they said about Yosef, B'chol yom v'yom, I say, Ishas Potiphar, Mishad Lasso B'dvarim, every day the wife of Potiphar would try to seduce him. Begadim shalav shalo shachris, the clothing she wore in the morning, lo love shalo arvis, she wouldn't wear in the evening, she'd change her clothes. Begadim shalav shalo arvis, the clothing she wore in the evening when she saw him, lo love shalo shachris, she wouldn't wear it in the morning, just to try to seduce him. Amralo, she said to him, Hishamali, listen to me, have relations with me. Amralo, Yosef said, Lav, I won't do it. Amralo, she said to him, Harin yichov shtachl beveis ha'asur, I'm going to throw you into jail. Amar Allah, you said to him, Hashem matir asurim, God takes people out of jail. She said, Areni kofefes komascha, I'm going to beat you up so much, I'm going to turn you into a hunchback. He said, Hashem zokiv kufim, God makes the hunchback straight. Areni misami aseinech, I'm going to blind your eyes. He said to Hashem pokeach ivrim, God opens the eyes of the blind. Nasna lo elef kikrei kasef, she gave him 1,000 loaves of silver. Lishmoa eleha, that he should agree to sleep with her. Lishkav etzla, to lay with her, liosima, to be with her. He refused to lay with her in this world because he didn't want to be liosima lo olamaba. He didn't want to be with her in the next world. He didn't want to be with her in Gehenna. Nimtza Hillel, machai v'saniyim. So Hillel is the one who obligates the poor. Rablaz ben Charsum, machai v'sashir. Rablaz ben Charsum obligates the wealthy. And Yosef, machai v'sarashayim. And Yosef HaTzadik obligates those who have very strong urges. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll start tomorrow with this Mishnah.